Gus, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
It's an absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
So last week was Men's Mental Health Week. How important is Men's Mental Health Week?
Look, for me, I think very important. However, probably not as important as it was 10 years ago. I think awareness is certainly out there now for men's health and men's mental health in particular. I think everyone knows now that we've got a massive problem in this country, and we need more action rather than more awareness. But at the end of the day, anytime someone's talking around men's health and men's mental health, then I think that's a real positive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I suppose if more people know it, do you think that that's had a correlation with more people taking action?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. But we can get caught up sometimes by sort of knowing that something's out there, something that's really hurting the Australian male, but then we don't quite action anything to try to sort ourselves out, or we don't look at ourselves enough to realise that perhaps it's us that's got the issue and we need to actually do something about it rather than just talk about it. Blokes in particular, all around the world, but especially Aussie blokes, we're pretty good at sort of, I know about that. That doesn't affect me, so I'll be right. Unfortunately, that's not the case. You know, the number one way to lose your life now if you're a 15 to 44-year-old Australian male is to take your own life. So we're doing something very, very badly, and we need to fix a certain part of what it takes to be a man in Australia today.
I know it's probably very hard to pinpoint, but what certain part would that be that we've got to look at fixing?
Oh, look, I think there's a stereotype that's very, very hard to very, very hard to deal with in Australia, and that's the fact that, you know, she'll be right, mate, leave me to it, I'll crack on here no matter what, and I'll deal with this myself. That sort of manliness or that sort of set of rules that were set so long ago by Aussie blokes, we're trying to live up to them, and it's impossible. And I think that's what's killing us, the fact that we won't give ourselves a break, we won't allow ourselves not to be okay, and we won't be open, honest and vulnerable and talk to someone about things when things go a bit dark between our ears. I think it's not as simple as that, but that would help us a lot if we had the emotional fitness or the emotional muscle to be able to have a proper discussion rather than just, you know, shake it off and say, she'll be right, mate, because, you know, that stat I just said before is pretty scary. It shows that we need to do something different.
And you're the founder of Gotcha for Life. Can you tell us a bit about that and some of the work you do?
Yeah, so Man Up is a program I did on the ABC, actually, about 3 years ago now. You can still see it on their iView, and it's been watched all around the world. We gave it away to the world, and they played it. We've had over 70-odd million views, which is just amazing. And that was me going on a bit of a journey to find out why a friend of mine had taken his own life going back about 11 years. And this bloke was, to me, you know, like a superhero without a cape. He really seemed to have all the answers. He seemed to have tick all the boxes in terms of work and family and money, and just, he was just a champion bloke. And when I heard that he'd taken his own life, I just didn't believe it. And, you know, I just still thought, I suppose, what sort of people took their own lives are very different to what the actual truth is. So this was my journey on trying to work out, is being an Aussie male actually killing us, trying to stick up to these stereotypes impossible? And I think that's exactly what the case is. My mate never called out for help. He never asked anyone else because he was the guy that people went to ask for help. So for him, that would have taken away a big chunk of who he was if he had actually asked for help himself. He was the fixer rather than the someone asking for help. So at the end of Man Up, I said, well, I've got a wonderful opportunity. I speak to so many men every morning on my Triple M radio show, and then I've got this Man Up program. So, you know, I've got a great stage to keep talking about it. So Gotcha for Life, we've got a whole lot of programs which help blokes in Australia get through what I know is a very difficult time and give them the emotional words to have a conversation that might really help them, whether it's the Tomorrow Man program, which is a program we go into schools with to teach young kids to have that emotional muscle, or the Weave program, which we help support, which is an Indigenous program, or with we've got a ROC, which is a rural counselling program for the bush. And we also look after anyone who wants to be a lifeline counsellor on the phone. So we're very, very lucky that we've got some great programs out there that I can support.
And what are some of the conversations that you've had with these guys? What's some of the feedback been like?
Oh, look, blokes are like sponges. They are desperate for information. They know there's a real problem out there in Australia. They know that they might be going through some stuff. So when we put these nights on, we've got these nights called Bloke Nights where we do it at a local hall or a local surf lifesaving club. We've got 250 blokes there plus. Blokes are standing at the back of the room and they're like sponges. They are desperate for information that they can help either themselves or their son or someone from work, some other significant male in their life. They're desperate to get the information, or they might just be there for themselves to get some information. So it's a myth that blokes don't talk. The fact is we won't talk unless we feel that we're in a safe place. And if we're in a safe place and we build that safe place, then blokes will chat away as much as anyone in the world. So it's about building that place. It's about giving them some information and then hopefully making them a little bit better between the ears.
Well, it's some brilliant work you do, Gus. Thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Love your show and thanks for having me on.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.